98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
You're on there. That's What I Call Sport on 98FM. It's Jamie Moore here on Sunday. Can't wait for Tuesday night, Tala Stadium, 7:30. It's Ireland against Ukraine in their second Euro 2021 women's qualifier. Now, we want Tala Stadium to be packed to the rafters to watch Vera Powell, the new manager, take her first game in charge. And I'm here with her now. Vera, welcome back to the show again. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
So, Vera, we spoke 3 weeks ago when you got the job. You gave us your first interview. How would you reflect on your first few weeks as the manager? You've just named your squad for the game to take place on Tuesday.
It's been very specific because I had to announce a squad of players that I've not worked with. So I needed a lot of help. Of course, Rudokta has helped me. Sue Ronan then. Then we appointed Eileen Gleeson, which has been a fantastic appointment because the three of us together could get to a squad that is, I think, strong and solid. Some injured players are coming back, so you need to decide who to drop because those players are regulars in the national team. And what I said 3 weeks ago, my starting point is the Montenegro game, is the base that Colin Bell and Tom O'Connor have set. So it's been busy. With lots of phone calls and Skype meetings and getting everybody involved. And then we get all the video footage from our video analysts. So we could see a lot, we could see games, we could see clips. And that was really, really helpful. And it's very special that tomorrow I have a meeting with Colin Bell. To discuss how he sees the team, how he worked, which steps he took, and then the dynamics of the team and his ideas of where we stand at the moment. I think everybody appreciates that I need all the help at this moment of everybody. It's a togetherness which is very unique, but we need to win this game or at least get a draw out of this game. So it's very special that nobody finds him or herself bigger than the squad and everybody opens themselves to each other to get a process going that was started by Colin in a way that we are now on a team that has chance to qualify. So egos are not involved. Everybody's open and I'm so happy and proud of that.
And for those people listening, Ireland's opening game of this campaign was a 2-0 win over Montenegro at Tala, a game that Vera watched before she was confirmed as the manager the next day. Germany are top of the group. They've won a couple of games and by massive scorelines. And it seems as if Ireland and Ukraine could be the two teams who are trying to play out for second. The top three second-place teams qualify automatically and the other teams go into a playoff. So this is an important match.
It's crucial. It's the crucial match for us because what you say is absolutely right. It's between Ukraine and us normally. And Ukraine is ranked 12 places above us. So we really, really have to have the best out of us to be able to win. But out of the home and away game, we need to have a positive result, which means with not losing this game. So that will be the starting point. We cannot lose this game. And we sneaky try to win.
And you also want a massive support at Tala Stadium, and the crowds in recent years we cover all of the games have grown and grown and grown, and there was a very good crowd there for the match that you watched. But there's been a big push to try and make it even bigger with the three stands in Tala Stadium as full as possible. What would that mean to yourself and the players to have another new attendance record for this game?
Well, that would be massive, and we need the people. We need you to be part of us, to be part of this journey, to be part of this process and project, because that makes the difference between qualifying and just not qualifying. If we have a difficult time in the game, the crowd can really help us. And I hope the crowd to come that will be loud, but I hope that everybody wants to come to the game. Every girl that plays football in Ireland needs to come at least with parents, friends, brothers, sisters, and be as loud as you can for us.
How will you be feeling at 7:25 on Tuesday when the national anthem is on and you're about to manage your first international game for Ireland? You've managed a few other countries around the world, Netherlands, South Africa. I think you've worked in a couple of other places across the world, but to be the Ireland manager for the first time when the national anthem is on.
It will be very special. We'll be very proud. But key is at those moments that you're tuned in and that your emotions are not carried away with you. And that will be very difficult because, as you say, managing a country is very special. And I appreciate all the openness that Irish people have given me already. So at that moment, a foreigner taking charge of your team with your national anthem is something, if you open that and you're enthusiastic about that, that is so special. I will always cherish and appreciate that. So you will not see me singing the anthem because I've never done that. That is out of respect for the people. It's not because of not wanting to sing, but it's your anthem. It's not my anthem. And I, deep down inside, I feel it and I'm with you. But it's your anthem, so I will not sing your anthem like you probably won't sing our anthem.
And just lastly, we've spoken in again recent years and months about the, you know, how massive the growth has been in women's sport, not just football, but in the country. And, you know, a couple of weekends ago, the All-Ireland football finals were on for the ladies in Croke Park and 56,000 people, another attendance record there. I think it's 5 years in a row that those attendances have grown. We've seen how fantastic the Women's World Cup was. And there is a real sense that women's sport, along with this 2020 campaign, is really starting to grow, and you being the manager of an international team in our country will hopefully be a massive thing for that. But I'm sure you can feel it the same, that things are really starting to grow, from everything from participation to TV coverage to everything, really.
Yeah, it's a great moment for women's sport in the whole world. I don't know where it's coming from, but there is this momentum that things are turning around, that female athletes are taking really seriously, are taking in a way that their development is crucial for the country, that you have the right to develop your talents, that the opportunities should be equal. And let's not confuse that with equal payment, because that is a completely different subject. What matters is that you get the same recognition and the same opportunities to develop your talent. You have the right as a woman to receive that, to receive the opportunities to develop your talent. So, it's massive. And also here in Ireland, we will feel it, we will hear it. It's part of our own behavior also. It asks something else from us, and it can only grow from here.
And you also spoke in your press conference, very final question, about wanting your players sometimes to train with boys, which is something that I haven't heard from a women's football coach before. You might just explain to our listeners your thought process on that, because it's an interesting thing that you said.
Well, the difference between players who train twice a week in an amateur environment, although everybody's trying to get the most professional starting points in their training, is that the recovery from explosive actions is lower. So that means that even though you can catch up in the first half, the second half will be a problem, especially after the 60th minute. So to get the players on the same level as the professional players who are playing abroad, or our opponents who are professionals, we need to get them recover faster from explosive actions. The only way to do that is to get them under the pressure that they have to make those explosive actions in the game, because it's a different explosive action than a sprint. And the only way to do that is to train with boys, because they will give you the resistance you need. They will demand that you have to recover faster from an explosive action, because you have to make it again and again and again and again, because those boys demand that from you. And that is why we need to create a kind of club plus program. So respecting the whole program of the club, we have our home-based sessions, but they need to get under this pressure and getting boys, getting to train with boys because of that.
Fira Powell, thank you for your time. Good luck on your first game, and we'll speak to you again. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And everybody come along.
We will.
We need you.
We'll be there. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
98 FM. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.